Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitgo, which sounds like I might
Zeitgo,
be making a
no
car insurance reference, maybe, but
or Psycho.
Zeitgo, like Psycho
Zeitgo Killer
for October. Yeah, exactly. I should have done it like that. Yeah. Damn it!
Come on, Jack. You got that.
No going back now. I am Jack, as you mentioned. You are Miles.
I am.
Hello, sir. All right, here's some things that are trending on this Thursday, October 7th, afternoon. Minneapolis police were caught on their body cams just openly talking about hunting protesters during the George Floyd protests. Some direct quotes are talking about how it's a nice change of tempo for officers to be actively hunting people instead of just chasing them around. Another officer replied, "Fuck these people." Minneapolis cops were ordered to shoot non-lethal rounds on, quote, the first fuckers we see, because, you know, they're just not used to that pushback. They're like,
that shit came out because they fired on a group of people in an unmarked car. And one of the people they were shooting at, who had a permit to have a gun, clapped back.
Right.
And they're like, what the fuck was you shooting at the car? And they're like, well, they are not announcing themselves, are identifying themselves as law enforcement, and they're shooting out of an unmarked car. Like, what the fuck they think this is? In the heat of, in a moment where the country was talking about white supremacist violence and shit like that. And, yeah, but that guy was recently acquitted.
Those
charges, because, yeah, what the fuck? These fucking cops are just gooning out. Like, there's no laws.
There's a video of the person out on their deck.
Oh, get inside.
Yeah, get inside. And then they just shut light them up. Yeah, exactly.
They're like, Jesus, what? Christ. I'm on my property. Like,
right.
I'm not outside. But yeah.
There is a story about 18 ex-NBA players who were charged in a $4 million healthcare fraud scheme. These are people who are, you know, Milt Palacio was, I think, the first name on the list that I saw. Journeyman player, one of the nicest dudes I've ever met. And, you know, they got Tony Allen, the six-time all-defensive team selection, won a championship with the Celtics in 08. So they're basically being accused of defrauding the NBA healthcare system by like submitting fake claims. And I am on their side. Fuck the federal government and especially the FBI and whoever's bringing these charges. Leave Milt alone.
3.9. I mean, come on. Look at fucking South Dakota. What you bother with some shit over there?
Spread across 18 players.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, man.
That's not even a quarter million per person.
Yeah. But, you know, they love to get a big splashy name and attack people of color. And meanwhile, billionaires are just sheltering all their money in South Dakota.
Yeah, I was going to say, really cool thing to just throw into the mix when we're looking at unprecedented, like, leaks in the form of the Pandora Papers and like putting a more of a focus on these tax havens that we even have within our own United States.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, I hope these guys get good lawyers and get away with it, you know. I'm sure they've learned their lesson from
yeah,
the
but we know how this legal system works.
Oh yeah. No, the FBI once they got you in their sights, they're on your ass. A group of militant anti-vaccine activists protested children walking to school in Beverly Hills earlier this week. It was National Walk to School Day. I don't know how the fuck we missed that one, Miles. But they basically took this as an opportunity to like yell at the kids because they were like walking with their parents. They were like, this is a target-rich environment. Let's go shout at some fucking kids. One notorious anti-vaxxer screamed, they're trying to rape our children with this poison, which is a cool thing for children to hear. I'm sure that is courtesy of Shiva Bagheri, who is the founder of the protest group Beverly Hills Freedom Rally, recently caught on camera punching a cancer survivor while protesting a mask mandate at a cancer clinic. And
real tough.
Yeah. So they confronted the parents and children from Hawthorne Elementary School as they took part in National Walk to School Day. Also in attendance was Beverly Hills Mayor Robert Wunderlich, who proposed that the representatives from the protest group meet him later in the day and let the children walk to school in peace. And they were like, fuck that.
Fuck that. We're going to scream in these kids' faces, man. Think of the children, right? As I scream at them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't give a fuck. That's why it's so whatever.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about spooky things.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And there's a hashtag going around, hashtag scariest things when I was a kid. So this is an opportunity, Miles. What were you scared of as a kid?
Why do I have to go first? I might not be scared by anything.
So I had a recurring nightmare where I was in the car with my parents and the car took off with me in it. And they were like out of it. Like, cause I think that there was some part of my brain that was like, maybe it's not a good idea that they leave me in the car while they like run into the store or something.
Oh, I feel that. Like they're like, yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. And the car just goes.
And the car just takes off. Yeah. And starts driving around. So that was one recurring nightmare I had. I had a recurring nightmare where I did drugs or was forced to do drugs. I remember that somebody in one of my dreams came up to me and like cut my thumb with a razor blade and like poured cocaine on the cut. And I was like, oh no, and I like started to die immediately.
I got blow thumb.
Yeah
Wow. All right, brave enough to share those and show us how much of an upstanding child on it. That just like, it truly warms my heart to know that your fear was someone getting drugs on you and then you die.
Nancy Reagan, man. did it to me.
And my dad always said, yo, don't listen to her or her husband. They're wilding. For me, it was pools that the light was off. I remember my grandparents had a pool and like I hated night swimming. And if the light was not on that shit, hell no, I'm not getting eaten by Jaws in that fucking thing. If I can't see in it.
That REM song is like the Jaws theme to you. It's like when you hear that, exactly. That piano chord, you're like, oh. Night swimming, fuck you.
No, not now. And then just like the dark was really like my big thing as a kid. If shit got too dark, like I would immediately just be like in a fight or flight like kind of thing, like what's going on. Shout out to my uncles and grandfather who would really get a kick out of turning the lights off and making me terrified. But now I love the darkness. I embrace the darkness. You know, I realize I was actually born in the darkness.
I was born in darkness.
And then others just merely play around in it.
I also had this thing, and I'm curious. I don't think I've ever mentioned this on a podcast, but there was this like blonde haired guy with black like triangles around his eyes, almost like a raccoon, that like I just had in my mind that was like sort of this like demon figure that I would always like picture outside my window or like around the corner or something. Mm-hmm. Just very like almost like the blonde guy from Die Hard if he was a raccoon, but I don't know where it came from. Maybe it was like something in a cartoon or something, but if anybody else had either that or like a very specific like scary person that their mind created, I'd be curious to hear about that.
I mean, it sounds like Jack, you were just so aware of like global oppression that you were seeing two all-seeing eyes on this body that represented the Aryans, and you were like, oh my god, this global system of white supremacy abounds. Those triangle eyes, I'm like, are you talking about The all-seeing eye?
Yeah. Illuminati.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Chappelle is trending. His latest special came out and has become sort of a culture war thing.
Slash just controversial. Culture war in that conservatives are now flocking to Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
And suddenly you're like, oh my God, yes, he's our guy. But, you know, I'm not familiar with much of his other material as it relates to race. So in this very narrow context, we're pro Chappelle. But yeah, he just had a whole chunk of just absurd, regressive, transphobic jokes. You know, saying some shit like, you know, I was dragged on Twitter for especially by trans people. He's like, but I don't give a fuck because Twitter's not a real place. And right. He's like, they call me a turf or whatever. I say they call J.K. Rowling a turf. And he's like, and that's it. That's a, you know, that's a thing that trans people do, is just to make up words to win arguments. And you're like, Jesus, what are you fucking saying right now, fool? And just goes on to be like, gender's a fact. And he's like, his whole shit just like smacked of guy who clearly has not moved past 2006, maybe.
Yeah.
And sees no reason to reexamine any of his beliefs as it relates to this, because like, for as much as he talks about it, but you know, he can be so right about a lot of other things, or his comedy can be so poignant about when it comes to, as it relates to other things. But for the last few specials, he's chosen to like keep going back to this well, and it's really dumb. It's violent. It's like, you know, a lot of people are like, for all this shit that you talk about for liberation of Black people, like, are you just erasing Black trans people completely from your ideology or what you think liberation looks like? Yeah. And, you know, quickly, the Joe Rogan set of comedy fans are like, nah, dude, this dude's a fucking goat, dude. Like, that's just cool. Like, this is edgy, man. Like, he's just saying something that, like, is true.
What, you can't handle it?
Well, and, you know, what's funny is, like, what people do is, like, if you're a racist or you're a homophobe, you'll get into these things where you look at the reckoning that occurs with being so out there with your just offensive beliefs. Like, when there's a response to it, they use that as like, see, it's just proving the point. It's just proving the point. It's actually proving the point that you are in fact racist or homophobic, and you're just willing to, you just want to rationalize it in a different way to make it so that you are a fixed point who doesn't need to change, and others are just sort of acting bizarre, unfair towards you.
Yeah. Yeah. And this does come after he started fucking kicking it with Joe Rogan and like being part of that set.
Yeah. I mean, the defending Louis C.K., he's had many off-ramp points for fans along the way here. And it's wild because I really liked his early material, but like, to just see someone that I would think was so intelligent just be like, oh my, like, dude, our fucking values do not align at all. Like, this is fucked up. And it's just, yeah. So a lot of people are, you know, voicing their displeasure with it, while many others are trying to, you know, act as if transphobia, like, isn't a terrible thing and actually has violent outcomes for real people in the world.
He's also doing, like, a thing that I've seen ruin narcissists' careers, where they start focusing only on criticisms they get, and like, that's all they talk about, and it sends them down this spiral where they're like just talking about shit that like people don't really want to hear them talk about,
right? Because I think they're just so, they are obsessed with defending themselves,
right?
But they're like, oh no, this defense is actually, you're bringing in the backhoe and you're digging the ditch even deeper for yourself. Yeah. With every stupid thing. And, you know, producer Brian and I were talking before too, like, his stand-up is just so different now too. Like, it went from like a traditional sort of stand-up thing, not that there are rules to it, but like in these last few specials, it just seemed like this old guy holding court.
Yeah.
And like, these are my observations. And some people like it, other people definitely don't.
I've also enjoyed some of the tweets from other comedians, like Curtis Cook tweeted, my greatest Hollywood aspiration is to get so successful that my friends become my employees and stop feeling comfortable telling me to shut the fuck up so my work suffers. But the audience has already invested too much in me to walk away, so they call me brilliant instead of sad. And right. Joel Kim Booster tweeted, once you're rich, you shouldn't be allowed to do stand-up anymore unless you get a terminal illness or burned in a fire, and even then it's questionable.
But, yeah, I mean, and for people who just want to be like, it's just edgy comedy. No, yeah. It's such a disingenuous defense to it, because you're completely disconnecting the fact that jokes like this are just normalizing certain, you know, discriminatory behavior or phobias that only leads to shit spiraling out of control in real life. So
yeah,
you're like, it's just a joke. Like, relax. If you think that's funny, then I have a fundamental issue with what you think is funny. And it's not just a joke. And it actually says a lot about who you are as a person, rather than like, what can you handle as a joke?
Yeah.
And it's wild. You know, you'll learn a lot based on the kinds of quote unquote jokes you see people defend.
Yeah.
Because shit, absolutely. I put some people to bed being like, trying to act like dumb fucking racist jokes about black people can slide. Right. Like, no, that's fucking nonsense. It's violent. And the fact that you just are going to rely on, it's just a joke. Like, relax. Like, people can say what they want. Well, that's right. Different, because from your position, you probably aren't in a position to experience the oppression or violence that comes along with being in a certain group. And so, you know, people have to, I don't know. That's just part of growing up, is like, you start realizing, nah, actually that's shit is fucking not funny.
Yeah. As I heard you say, not everyone makes it, you know, not everyone's gonna.
Yeah. You don't take everybody with you on this path to growth. Like, that's people you admire on TV and media and your friend groups alike. I mean, shit, I'm going through that right now. I think many people are, especially as it relates to the pandemic and the uprisings last summer. A lot of people, I was like, okay, well, you know what? I don't have time for this, because you are a person who is actually invested in something I'm trying to push back against.
Well, fortunately, I think Twitter has all this solved. They have announced another feature that nobody asked for that isn't moderating hate speech. But so we all remember Fleets. No one asked for it. They died. And they've announced another feature that I don't think anyone was asking for on the app. It's basically a vibe check on a thread.
Yeah.
Where they're like,
you ever wonder? You're like, oh, look at this. There's a lot of action. Maybe I'll put my take in here. And essentially, they're saying, this is from their description, quote, ever want to know the vibe of a conversation before you join in? We're testing prompts on Android and iOS that give you a heads up if the convo you're about to enter could get heated or intense. This is a work in progress as we learn how to better support healthy conversation. So this is like an example where, as if like you were about to tweet some dumb shit like gender is a fact or some nonsense.
Right. This is a great example of tech and social media knowing that they have a responsibility and doing like the bare minimum and convincing themselves that they are doing something.
I'll help them with prompts rather than taking away a cesspit for them to gather around. So a heads up will come up. Quote, heads up, conversation like this can be intense. This will say under a tweet, said, let's look out for each other. And then it'll have three bullet points to keep in mind before you have to like tap through to like actually tweet something. It says, one, remember the human. Communicating with respect makes Twitter better. Two, facts matter. Checking the facts help everyone.
I mean, that one is so fucking
amazing
fool. That they're just going to solve disinformation by being like, facts matter. Checking the facts help everyone.
Yeah, right. That's like some kindergarten teacher who's like, I'll solve the Middle East problem. Send me to Israel and I'll go, come on now. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Like that. Come on, guys. Be nice. Honestly, that may be more effective. But anyway, they're saying the facts matter. And then third, diverse perspectives have value. Discovering new perspectives can strengthen your own.
I mean,
that's clearly for someone who's ignorant.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, like, because if I'm looking at this and it's some racist shit, I'm not going to go, oh, shit. Yeah. This diverse perspective on someone praying for my downfall is actually, that can strengthen my own perspective.
Yeah. Put it out there. What if this is what white supremacists and Nazis needed? They were like, oh, shit. Wait a second.
Y'all, remember the human. Right.
But maybe let's not do this instead of doing something that would actually be effective.
Right. Exactly. Like, you know, getting fucking Nazis off the platform. But hey, one dumb idea at a time, I guess, for Jack Dorsey. And yeah, there aren't many details about like what this thing is going to do aside from this like very vague example. Because like a lot of people are like, well, what happens if shit's getting ratioed? Like, will it know if you're going into like a positively ratioed tweet, a negatively ratioed tweet? How will it, like, what is it using to determine how to alert someone? So, yeah.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending right now. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.